We are in Simen Kuf Yud Daled, the halachas of Mashiv HaRuach. We are up to Sif Hei, we'll be doing Sifim Hei and Vav. Says the Mechaber, Bimos HaGashamim, Im Lo Omar Morid HaGashem Machzirin Oso. If in the winter one did not say Morid HaGashem, the halach is that he's got to say it over again, he's got to daven over again. Vahani Mili Shalo Hisker Tal. Avlam Hisker Tal Ein Machzirin Oso. If he said Morid HaTol, the halach is that he is Yotze. That being the case, those who daven Nusach Svard will never have to repeat the Shemona Esrei in the winter for leaving out Mashiv HaRuach because they're saying Morid HaTol and their Yotzer with that. So if someone says Tal when it's not when he doesn't have to say it, he's Yotzer. And if he doesn't say Tal, doesn't say Goshen, but mentioned Tal when he was supposed to, the halach is he is Yotzer, which means Morid HaTol is the safest thing to say all the time. Now, what did the Mechaber say? That safest thing doesn't mean that one should b'chatchila go say that in the winter instead of Mashiv HaRuach. But if somebody did, he was Yotze. Now, the halacha was that if someone leaves out Mashiv HaRuach, Morid HaGashem, in the winter, he is not Yotze unless he said Morid HaTol. There's a Kiva Eger that the Bir Halacha brings down, and that is that on Leil Shabbos, since Chazal were metak in the bracha me'ein sheva, that we say after our Shemona Esrei, that the Shliach Tzibur says after the Shemona Esrei, in a way that a Yochid could be Yotze with the Shemona Esrei B'dieved, and there was no mention of Mashiv HaRuach, so Reb Kiva Eger wants to say that it must be that Mashiv HaRuach is not li'ikuva on Leil Shabbos. He leaves it as a tzorech in anyway. Now, the halacha that if someone leaves out Mashiv HaRuach in the winter, he has to daven over again. This even goes for the very first Shemona Esrei that he's chayav to say Mashiv HaRuach in. Further, Sivav, Bameh Dvar Mamurim Shemach Zirin also. When is it that we make him repeat? Kishalo Omer Bimos HaKshamim Morid HaGoshem Hainu Kishisim Kol HaBracha Vehishil Bracha Sha'achreha Va'oz Cholzer L'Rosh HaTfilah. If somebody did not say Mashiv HaRuach, he completed the bracha of Atah Gibor, begins the next bracha of Atah Kadosh, so the halacha is, if he then reminds himself, he must repeat the Shemona Esrei from the beginning. Aval im niskar kodem shesim habracha, what happens if before he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim, he remembers to say Mashiv HaRuach, Yomer b'mokom sheniskar, he should say it where he remembers it. The Mechaber goes even further. Vafilu im siyam habracha, v'niskar kodem shehischel ata kodosh, even if he finished the bracha and remembered before he began ata kodosh, ein tzorech lachzor, elo omer mashiv haruach morin agashem belo chasima. See, he says that what happens if you completed the bracha of Mechaye HaMeisim, but you did not yet begin the bracha of ata kodosh, you can insert mashiv haruach at that point. Meaning, Mashiv HaRuach does not necessarily have to be in the middle of the bracha of Atah Gibor. It is allowed to be without any bracha whatsoever, below Chasima. It's allowed to be without any bracha whatsoever. It is between the brachas. There are some that hold that it's supposed to be Tov Kedei Dibur of the bracha of Mechaye HaMeisim, so L'chatchila one does that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so what's the halacha? If let's say a person began Atah Kadosh, all he does is he says the word Atah. That's too late, he's got to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Similarly, if a person, say a Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur said Mechaye HaMeisim and then begins, he says the word Nekadesh. That's already the beginning of the next Inyan. He could no longer say Mashiv HaRuach. The Shliach Tzibur would have to go back to the beginning of the davening. Now, otherwise, if one remembers in the middle of the bracha, he inserts Mashiv HaRuach there. So, what happens if someone says, V'ne'emon atol achios meisim, he's about to say, Baruch atah Hashem achaya meisim, and remembers that he didn't say Mashiv HaRuach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should say Mashiv HaRuach, and then repeat V'ne'emon atol achios meisim. The reason he repeats V'ne'emon atol achios meisim is because you always have to end off just before the bracha with me'ein ha-bracha. Since the bracha is Mechaye HaMeisim, you have to say something just before it that is me'ein tchiyas ha-meisim, so you have to repeat v'ne'emon atah. What happens if someone said Baruch Atah Hashem of Mechaye HaMeisim and then he remembers he didn't say Mashiv HaRuach. So the question is, what should he do? Going by the Mechaber, the best thing to do would be to say Mechaye HaMesim, and then say Mashiv HaRuach. The reason being that according to the Mechaber, if you did not yet start the next bracha, you're allowed to say Mashiv HaRuach there. However, the Mishnah Brewer here brings up this whole inyan. He says like this, the Ikar HaDin according to the Mechaber is that anything that is ma'akev, that belongs in a bracha, the halacha is that if you finish the bracha but didn't start the next one, you can say it there. So that Yala V'Yovo and Shachris of Rosh Chodesh, Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, Yala V'Yovo and Yontif, if one finished the bracha of HaMachazir Shechina Sol Tzion and did not yet say Modim, he should say Yala V'Yovo there, and then continue with Modim. Whereas, if it's something that's not Ma'akev, such as Atochanantanu, such as Yala V'Yovo at Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, there, once you say the bracha, the person already said HaMachazir Shechina Sol Tzion, he cannot say Yala V'Yovo. Since we're talking about Mashiv HaRuach, which is Ma'akev, the Mechaber Shita is that when you said Mechaye HaMesim but did not begin the next bracha, you can still say Mashiv HaRuach. Says the Mishnah Brura that there are those that are Machmir and hold that even though you didn't start the next bracha, you cannot say it. Now, although if someone didn't start the next bracha, we paskin you could. If you have a choice between saying Lamdeni Chukecha, in which case you're still in the middle of the bracha, or finish the bracha Machayim Esin and then say it, you're better off saying Lamdeni Chukecha. Because this way, according to all the Shitas, you were Yotza, although you were Mafsik with a Pasik in the middle of the bracha. In the case of someone that did not say the same Talmud Mater, and he remembers as soon as he finished Baruch Atah Hashem Avarech HaShanim, says the Mishnah Brura, because of this machlokus, he should wait for Shomea Tefillah and say it there, because we will learn the halacha that if someone left out the same Talmud Mater, if he omitted it in Baruch Aleinu, he can still say the same Talmud Mater in Shema Koleinu. So the Mishnah Brura sees that as the better thing to do, since there are those who hold that after you're done with the bracha, even though you did not yet start the next bracha, you couldn't say it. Says the Ramana, Hagah, Shlosha brachas harishonis chashuvis ka'achas. The first three brachas are considered like one. Uvachol makam sheta behem choza l'rosh. And wherever you made a mistake, you go back to the beginning. Bein shu yachid, bein shu tzibur, whether you're a yachid or a tzibur. This is going back on halacha, or if you left out Mashiv HaRuach altogether. So if you started out to Kadosh, the halacha is you have to go back to the beginning of Shimon Esrei, because the first three are considered like one unit. They are the praises of Hashem before we start, as well as the Mishnah Brura, as the Shalosh Achronos. They too are one unit. We praise Hashem before we finish davening. So what would the case be? Let's say, for example, somebody in Yom Noraim, where Aser Sumei Tshuva says Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, the halacha would be that he has to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, since the first three brachas are all considered like one.